The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hi there, I'm Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to gardening in containers. Here's a little about me. I'm an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills to nourish themselves with plants. I hold a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and teaching others about the importance of growing what you eat. I have been actively gardening since 1996. The subject of today's podcast is container planting for rainy day fun. Looking for a fun way to beat the rainy day blues? Got kiddos to entertain or just looking for a little pastime for yourself? Consider container planting for rainy day fun. I love picking up little pots and seed kits from time to time. I recently refreshed my stash and want to share some new favorites. Planting small containers not only adds interest to your windowsill, but also gets you gardening in advance of warm weather and is a great way to pass the time. And of course, plants in the home help clean the air that you and your family breathe. Check out these adorable options and start growing. The first step is a little aloe garden that I found. I picked this little gem at Target for about $10, actually a little under $10. The Aloe Grow Kit from Buzzy is the name, and it features a tiny galvanized metal tub, a growing medium, which comes in the form of a pellet, and about 5 non-GMO aloe seeds. The instructions are included, but the basics are you remove the items from the package and place the growing medium pellet in the metal container. You add a few tablespoons of warm water to expand and rehydrate the soil. Once it has expanded, which just takes a few moments to fill the container, space your seeds over the top of the soil and gently press them into place. That's absolutely it. Wait for the aloe to grow, and you've got a very cute addition to any kitchen windowsill. It's great for treating burns and insect bites and requires little care. The second one that I found is mint. My second pick for container planting for rainy day fun is this beauty from Bed Bath & Beyond. It is a translucent green glass container for growing mint. Full disclosure, I always plant mint in my outdoor garden thinking that I will contain and maintain it. I never do this and it runs wild. I end up having a huge project on my hands to remove it. This seems to be the perfect compromise. I will still enjoy fresh mint, but I can keep it from wreaking havoc on my outdoor beds and it's within arm's reach of the kitchen. Here's the skinny. You unwrap the packaging and set the basket, wicking string, rocks, growing medium, and seeds to the side. You fill the glass vase about halfway with water. Then you draw your wicking string through the bottom of the basket so that it dangles into the water, carrying moisture to your plant. Rinse the rocks off and place them in the basket, then add your growing medium and add a bit of warm water to expand the pellet. Next, you nestle the basket into the top of your glass vase and scatter the tiny seeds on the surface. A weekish in a sunny spot, and you should see sprouts. I love to see both the plant and the root development in action on this cute little container. And finally is the people planter. This last section is a hoot. I found this fun little planter in the shape of a person's head. I filled it with potting mix and then planted some of my own seeds. I thought it would be fun to have chives inside for cooking, and I amused myself thinking about what this guy would look like with spiky green hair. It would be fun to use paints and create your own people planter if you don't want to buy one. Then you could customize each and really get crafty. This isn't the one I chose, but I began shopping a little more and found a bunch of cuties on Etsy. They are adorable. Thanks so much for listening today. This has been Elizabeth Morse, author of Container Corner, a part of PlantersPlace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at PlantersPlace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.